This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Nō mai, haere mai, nō mō hoki mai ki roto I tēnei koupou or Out West Radio. I'm Rosemary and I'll be running things today. And in the house we have...
Nahoya.
Hey. For those who are regular listeners, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome to Out West Radio, where we share what is going on in the backs of Norton. We have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and our mission is to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the health and well-being of people in our community. We are located at 46 Hyde Ave in Norton. Feel free to come down and have a chat with us, get to know us, and... Come have a cup of tea. Yeah, that's how we roll down here. Before we get started, we are going to give a massive shout out to our sponsors, the people that help us keep this place running.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. So we're going to give a massive shout out to the Lottery Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, Len Reynolds Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, D.V. Bryant Trust, Internal Affairs, my bad, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenn and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, Fraser High School, and no thanks to our local communities for coming in with their donations, whether it's food, clothes, donations with like money, and most of all their time.
Yeah, we really appreciate all of our sponsors, really appreciate our community. They're amazing. They always come through for us, and we really, really can't do this without any of you guys, really. We wouldn't be able to function, wouldn't be able to run, wouldn't even be able to serve our community without all of our sponsors and just our community behind us, really.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the amazing events and stuff and other things we're going to talk about, we always do a question, and the question for this week is, what is your favourite season and why?
You go first.
Me go first? Yeah, okay. My favourite season, depends, because I like summer and I like winter.
Right.
Summer because it's hot, there's no rain, I can get all my washing done.
Wow. Mostly.
Last summer was pretty wet. And this winter seems to be better than summer by the way things are going. But I also like winter because I can...
Rug up?
Yeah, just I can be warm in the cold, and if I get too hot, I can just take off a layer and it's nice and...
Yeah. See, my favourite is autumn. That's my favourite season. You know, when you're younger... my favourite season, obviously, was summer because, you know, all of the tanning.
Yep.
But then, also daylight savings, which I do love too, but my ultimate favourite season has to be autumn because of the colours, but also the cosiness. Like, I don't have to be hot, you know. I can just be I don't have to put on too many layers. It's like a nice in between. I also don't mind winter, but I prefer autumn. And I think just because it's a bit more like, and not as wet as well. It just depends. Honestly, the seasons change, the weather changes all the time. And speaking of autumn, we also have an autumn harvest coming up for today for our 50 plus luncheon.
Ooh, exciting.
It is. And so, you know, every month we have a either a luncheon or a trip scheduled for our 50 plus group. So if you are 50 plus, come along to our events. We also have like a schedule of what to expect for that month. Often it's like it'll, you know, there'll be like a theme, but also we do go out for trips 3 times a year, and our luncheons are every third Friday of the month, I believe. Our dates are all there, our schedule's there. We don't tell people where we're going for our trips until the month before. They have to come to our luncheons the month before if they want to get first in, first serve. Often our tickets sell out pretty quickly, so you have to get it very quick.
They really much do.
But I'm excited. I can't wait for our luncheon today, which is at 12 o'clock. Come along if you're, you know, after this. We're just at 46 Hyde Ave. Bring a dish, and what people have to do is they have to bring something they have either canned themselves, like a canned good.
Yeah.
No, don't get it from the supermarket. I know that we're all very used to convenience, but I want to know that you have harvested or done something homemade, you know, something that you have put effort and aroha into. So, like, I don't know if you have canned relishes, you know, pickles, jam. But if canning isn't your jam, then you are welcome to just prepare a dish that you have made at home.
And extra points if you have grown it in your own garden, is that right? Yeah.
So homegrown, it's all about, you know, just kind of using what we have, using our own skills, and not relying on convenience.
Turning all that goodness in your garden into a fancy dish.
Yes, exactly.
Something simple can go a long way.
Exactly, and we're still trying to keep it affordable for our community, particularly with, you know, our economy at the moment. So, and speaking of our economy, like, you know, we also have we always do like a snippet on our energy, you know, on how you can save power. You can always come bring in your power bill and I'll have a look at it. Good news is that Nomaira has opened up. They have opened up their doors, so they are receiving clients now, and they offer more affordable power. But it's only power, so no gas, just so you all know. So only those that don't have gas can sign up. And then, you know, other ways that you can save power is you need to learn how to actually use your heat pumps efficiently without blasting them. You know, just keep it on auto, the fan on auto, keep it on heat, and 21 degrees is a good temperature. You can have that running all night.
Yes,
yeah, so just put a jersey on, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
At least you'll still be warm and it'll take the crisp out of the air, but also you'll still have a much cheaper power bill than if you blasted it for a few hours.
Yeah, you know? Well, I was going to say, in my, like, childhood, I would blast it.
As we all
would. And you know what? Sorry, Mom, and all that for making the power bill go so high.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
Save a buck now, eh?
Yeah, and don't forget, you should clean out your aircon units. If you don't know how to do that, just Google it, YouTube it. It's honestly so easy. And if those are clean, it pumps out more heat, but it doesn't require a lot of work. So if you want it to work better and make it cheaper for you, then that will be best. And also, we're all about healthy homes. We have moisture meters. If you would like a moisture meter, come in, come see me, and I'll tell you how it works. Because there's a lot of damp houses out there, you know. There's a lot of damp houses, and it's not good for our tamariki, not good for our own health. And we want to show you what you can do to try and make your house not so damp. Just some, you know, effective and non-costly type of just habits, really. And then also, if you just come in. We can try and help you with other ways. Like, just to it's all about education. All about education, knowing how to save on your power bill, but keep warm as well.
Yes. And also, Nahuya is very, very good with her technology. So if you, like, if you have a, like, device that you need help with or, like, trying to work it, you can come in and have a chat with her. She will help you to her best ability as well. She has been...
It's more, like, this is more for, like, our seniors. Particularly, like, with the growing... You know, that like with technology, it's all about digital literacy. And I honestly do not mind sitting down with you and patiently showing you how to do it. And you're welcome to keep coming back until you actually get it.
Yeah. And everything's going on devices nowadays, like emails and bills and whatnot.
Yeah, and I don't mind helping. I don't mind being patient. I don't mind you guys regularly coming in. And as long as I can help you to grow with the times, then that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. Also, we have our Woolly Club next week. So I have asked our Woolly Club. They meet regularly on a Wednesday at 10 o'clock till 11:30. And they usually, they're our craft group. They knit and all of that. They just bring whatever project they want to work on. But I have asked them if they can... sew a whole bunch of draft stoppers for our whānau, just so that it keeps their home nice and warm, but enough drafty as well. So all of those are going to go to our whānau support worker, so she can hand them out to whānau. But if you really are in need, that's okay. Just come on in, come and have a chat. It'll be available. It'll just, you don't actually realise how drafty your house is until you kind of get some.
Start walking around and it's like,
yeah, because like I notice in my house if there's a draft, like there's a draft somewhere, you know,
feels like a window's open, but it's not.
Well, they actually, like at my house, there is often, but yeah, it honestly will help to keep your home warmer, and that way you're not pumping out a whole lot of, because in New Zealand we have drafty homes, unfortunately, and so we want to help keep you warm, keep your power bill down. So come on in, preferably after next Wednesday, or come in on Wednesday. Yeah, on Wednesday. Up to you. If you want to learn how to make a draft stopper, I'm sure those ladies will show you.
And also, if you do know how to make them and you want to help us with that, just get in contact with someone here, send us an email, give us a call. Yeah. It'll be much appreciated, just so then we know that we're helping people that need it. And
but also you're doing it yourself, so we have materials. Just come on in.
Come and join the crew and just be a part of something and know that you have made someone's house a bit more warm for this winter cold weather coming.
Yeah, come along. I mean, the Woolly Club love visitors. They love people coming in. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you do, just come on in. Have a cup of tea, make some crafts, or don't.
They even have Milo too, if you don't know. They always take their Milo down with them.
Always have to.
So another thing that is happening next week is it is Youth Week. So Youth Week is just basically putting everything that we can out there for our youth and getting them involved in the community.
Showing them what's actually available to them, you know, what they can access, what's actually out there for them.
There's so much, but bringing everyone together into one space, so then these youth can just go around, look, get involved, talk to people. It's just a good way of connecting with other youth
and also finding out what what their interests are, what will draw more youth in. I know that they'll be doing lashes. Girls, there is a lash station for you guys to get your lashes done with. There's a barbering
area. Yeah,
for all those slick dudes.
Line them up, as they say.
What are sorry, I'm not with the times, you know. I'm not with the slang that the kids like to use nowadays. You know. So If you want to come get you a fresh cut for free, come along, be a part of the day. I think there's ice cream. Is there ice cream?
Oh, bro, there's so much so things much, that are yeah. going on. They just put on the most, like, amazing youth events. They yep. did it, was it last year?
Yeah.
They did it last year and it popped off. Like, everyone really enjoyed it and it was just fun to see everyone, like, taking charge, like, putting their the youth's minds and voices and creations into this one event, because it is mostly English is not Englishing, mostly run by the youth. So, so that'll be next Friday.
Yep. And I think they'll be finishing off the mural. They have a mural at the back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They try to get, you know, as much people involved in. So they'll be finishing that off, hopefully involving the rest of the youth that are there. Mm-hmm. Just putting their little stamp on the Western Community Centre that we have here, and just really trying to engage with our youth, because, you know, this helps them see where they can go, to see what is available to them, what they can do, because it's better to keep them busy than to keep them idle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's also for parents too, if they want to come and speak to, like, youth workers, there's going to be a lot of them there.
I think it would be helpful for the parents.
Yeah, just to get a bit of understanding on what youth workers actually do for the youth.
Yeah.
And they
but also
will,
to see what's available for the youth, you know. So, I've never even thought of that, but it's very informational
for everyone, because if they go, then it's like, cool, now I know what these youth are doing.
Let's... And I can send my son here or my daughter there.
Yeah.
They can get involved in this, you know.
They can help in ways that need helping.
Yeah. No, I think that this event won't be just helpful for the youth.
It'll be helpful for the community and communities.
Yeah, especially because, you know, particularly for parents and stuff, like trying to talk to their kids instead of them being on devices, this might help.
Bit of face-to-face won't hurt no one.
Yeah. Agreed.
So that is Friday the 22nd.
Yes, I believe.
22nd of May from 12 to 4:30, held here at the Western Community Centre. 46 Hyde Ave, if you didn't know that. We've said it a few times. But other than that, let's talk about some stuff that we provide out of our centre. So we do have a variety of things that actually go on here. So we have things that go weekly, we have things monthly, we have things that come and go. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to get Nahoya to read out our services that we provide and what days.
So we have a walking group. So our walking group is more for, it's not just for our retirees, like, honestly, even though it makes up the majority of them. There is a young lad in there, and he comes in and, you know, and he goes, now let me tell you something. They leave at 9 o'clock on the dot, so make sure you are here before that, because once it's 9 o'clock, they are ready to go. But also, just be mindful that even though they're retired, they don't walk like they're retired.
Oh, no.
They are so
gone.
They are like, so quick.
That's like my speed walking and their normal walking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've offered to, and I've said, oh, yeah, I'll come for a walk with you guys. And
Left in the dust.
I don't make it very far, and I'm like, I'll see you when you get back. You know, well, I enjoy your walk. So just so you're aware of what you're actually getting into. So if you need some speed walking kind of exercise type of things, then they are who you should go to. We also have a family court navigator here every fortnight from 1 till 3 p.m. Just ring ahead and then we'll let you know what fortnight they are actually available. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we have JP Clinic, that's from 9 to 11. We also have legal aid advice, that's either through face-to-face consultations or phone consultations, and that's with Neiman Peebles and Holt, and those are only approximately 15-minute slots. So it's not long, but it's just getting advice, and they're just trying to point you in the right direction. We also have Laughing Yoga from 9:30 to 10 past 10. That's an interesting time. And it's not usual Tapa yoga, so don't bring a mat, just so you know. Just bring yourself and be open to what could happen.
Just have an open mind, yeah. You know. Go in there with good thoughts and
just a willingness to participate, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We also have Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust in for financial mentoring from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You will have to pre-book for those, but you can also stop in, because if Suzanne is available, she might be able to have a quick chat with you and then book you in for future sessions. On Wednesday, we have Citizens Advice Bureau from 10:30 to 12:30, Woolly Club from 10 to 11:30, which I highly recommend that you should go, Fruit and Veggies, which are $15, all seasonal, they change each week, so don't expect the same thing. Keep an eye on our Facebook page for that.
And the Instagram.
Yeah, and also there is a girls group too, our Tauranga. That's from 3:30 to 5:30. That's our girls youth group. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. The Tauranga is a group where a bunch of our girls in the youth sector come together. They have lots of little fun activities. They go on trips as well, so that's really cool to get them out in the community and not just staying here on site. They do a lot of like learning to cook decent meals, which is pretty cool, and just basically goal settings, getting them set up, and they do a lot of like just group activities. It's really fun to see like the girls getting into like their, what is it called?
Their future, trying to, and just know how to navigate being a teenager, yeah. Really. Because it's not the easiest time of life. You know, everyone's trying to figure out how to be, who to be. So
getting the mahi ready.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Stuff. Getting them prepared for the workforce. Just, you know, trying to do basic things with our rangatahi, really.
Just getting them getting them involved. Yeah, and they always have a blast. They do, combined with Tua Whakapuai, which is the boys' group. Continue on.
We also have Kaivo on Thursday from 3 till... this is an old one. So we have Kaivo, and that's at 1 o'clock. We also have on Friday we also have Kaivo at 1 o'clock as well. And we do have playgroups available too. So our playgroups, they run out of our 108 clinic. I know that there's one on a Wednesday, and then there is also a Japanese playgroup and a Spanish playgroup. I don't know what days, though. Just ring in.
Give us a call, and we can help you with that.
Our receptionist can help you with that.
Yeah, the receptionist, she's lovely. She will give you all the details and the ins and outs of that. We also have our after-school care. Our after-school care has spaces through the school week. So if you want more information about that, give us an email, give us numbers to call you back on, or just come in and have a chat. At the moment, we do only pick up from Norton and Otakoti, but if you are from other places, just give us an email and we can pass it on to the coordinator for that, and she will get back to you. Another thing we... love to go through is what we have on the weekends, because you know, if you want something to do on the weekends, there's things that happen here. So there is the Kimura Kiwis Jiu-Jitsu children's classes. from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. here at the Western Community Centre. They are a lovely bunch of people, and they are very, very skilled in what they do. There was a few weeks ago, I can't remember how long ago, but the lovely Leia was on, and she gave us a bit of an insight of that. And she actually does take the classes. Chain link bike repairs the last Saturday of every month from 10 to 11 a.m.
There's also the fair share market as
well. Yeah, the fair share market every second Saturday of the month. They have the crop swap from 9 to 10 a.m. Then they have the craft swap from 10 to 11 a.m. And then they have the repair co-op from 10 to 12. So if you think that's something you want to try out, or if you need something repaired, go and have a look at them and see what they can do to help you.
So like with the crop swap, they usually you can bring something from your own crops and you just swap it. Very simple concept. There's also, and that's the same concept with the crafts. You don't want a produce. If you don't want a craft, you can just swap it for someone else's. If you don't have any produce for the crop swap, just give a word of wisdom or something, you know, a word of knowledge, something. Just something very simple on how to do something. It's all about sharing, really, there. But the repair co-op, honestly, can bring any little appliance. Could be a phone, could be a toaster, a lawnmower. We had someone that had something repaired over the weekend, and they were so appreciative. Just a small appliance that they really liked and regularly used. So, yeah, if you have anything that's broken or that's not working like it used to, bring it into them. It's all free, and they'll have a look.
So we're about to wrap up now, but as we said before, we love to hear like what you guys can do to help if you can. We are open for conversations here, coffees, teas, whatever. Even just come and have a chat with us. We really, really love chatting with people. But for that, I think this might be us. This is us for the rest of our time that we get. And we will catch you back next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.